some of his biggest backers. And of course, other countries like Saudi Arabia, the United States, say that Assad simply has to go. Now, there is some sense that the Americans, the Saudis, may be prepared to see Mr. Assad go over a period of time, and possibly a sense that the Russians and the Iranians might agree that Mr. Assad could eventually go. But we really don't know at the moment. These are very difficult, complicated discussions, and every diplomatic effort so far to solve the Syrian crisis has failed.
Understood. Bethany, thank you for bringing us up to date. And in fact, we can now bring in Professor Mohammed Mirandi, who's a professor of North American Studies at the University of Tehran, speaking to us from Tehran. Welcome to Impact. Professor, your thoughts about why Iran is at these talks?
Well, the Iranians are obviously looking for a solution. Although the Iranians feel that so far the United States, the Saudis, the Qataris, and the Turks have not played a constructive role at all. The role that they've played has been basically over the past 4 or 5 years to facilitate extremists in Syria. And the Iranians believe that the United States and its allies bear a great deal of responsibility for the bloodshed in the country, despite the fact that they like to blame the Syrian government.
Is it also a fact that Iranian bodies are coming back from the battlefield? Iranians have given their lives in Syria, and that puts more pressure on your government to help find a political solution?
No, I think that people in Iran were expecting this to happen. The Iranian government is prepared to even send more troops and more support for Syria. The Iranians know that if extremists, the Wahhabi groups, gained the upper hand, that it would be catastrophic for the whole region and not just Syria. And the Iranians recognize this because these are the same people that carried out 9/11 and 7/7. And ironically, it is the United States and its Western allies that are allowing the Saudis and the Turkish president to facilitate these very same groups and the allies of these very same. The Nusra Front is al-Qaeda in Syria.
You don't think there is a fear in Iran of getting involved in another prolonged war? Of course, there are those awful memories of the Iran-Iraq war.
No one wants war, and that's why the Iranians have been looking for a solution. But the problem is that these groups that the Americans, the Turks, the Saudis have been facilitating are groups that will not compromise. They are extremists. They are willing to slaughter large numbers of people. They burn people alive. They eat their body organs. And the Iranians know that if they do not confront them now in Syria, and as they've been helping the Syrian government to confront them over the past 5 years, it will come back to haunt Iran. And I think the Iranians are wondering when the blowback will come and the United States and the Europeans will begin to see the results of their support for these extremist groups.
What about President Assad? Iran has long backed his continued hold on power, but do you think there might be a compromise where he agrees to a transition period?
Well, that's up for the Syrian people to decide. The Iranians, from very early on in the Syrian conflict, were supporting elections in Syria with international monitors. The Iranians supported the Kofi Annan plan, but it was the Americans and its allies at that time that wrecked the plan because they thought that they could steamroll into Damascus. The Iranians feel today that if there were elections, President Assad would probably win in Syria. And the Iranians feel that the Americans and the Saudis know this. But the problem is that the Americans have simply invested too much in these groups in Saudi Arabia. And just like we see now Saudi Arabia slaughtering people in Yemen, There's a blockade on Yemen. People in Yemen are starving in the city of Taiz. People are going without food. But the United States continues to support Saudi policy. And now we see in Aden, where the Saudis have occupied, we see al-Qaeda is in charge. So U.S. policy is leading to greater destabilization and the rise of extremists, not just in Syria, but across the board.
Professor Professor Mirandi, it's important to hear the view from Tehran. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Next month in Paris, world leaders will attempt to reach a new global agreement on how to tackle climate change. Today, in advance of that summit, the UN has released plans by 150 individual nations detailing their promises to cut greenhouse gases. Plans, the UN says, will have a significant impact on limiting climate change, but they might still not be enough. Our science editor, David Shookman, reports.
For years, greenhouse gases have been rising dramatically as more and more countries industrialise and more fossil fuels are burnt. And this comes just as scientists are warning that emissions of these gases must be cut to avoid the worst effects of global warming. Until recently,